And I say, hey, hang on a second. I'm the contestant. I'm okay. I'm relating to everybody. So you should get up and work. And they are all buying in, and that's what it is. I have to add my voice. And I have to also move to get people to be part of the whole MPP family and rally. So, it's one of my key responsibilities.
Fantastic.
It's part of the job of a party member. You play your role.
Mm-hmm. There's a group that I think they call themselves an Alliance Alliance for Foot Soldiers Advocacy.
Yes, I've heard them.
You talk about pressure. Now, do you think that some calls will place pressure on the government when it's coming from the party? This group is calling for a reshuffle. How should the party deal with calls from quarters of the party? And how should the government also relate to that? Because, I mean, in the event that maybe the presidency does not feel the need to do a reshuffle, then it may look as though the call has gone on deaf ears. And then also, if a call is made and it's not a great call, but then someone acts on it, it could also become detrimental to the party. So how do you balance the pressure from the party on the government, the administration of the nation?
Well, on the campaign trail, it was part of the theme on the ground. I mean, a possible shake-up, a possible re-energizing the government and get everybody to be up and running. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are some tired legs or hands, and we hear that. And now it's been in the open. Not just even the group you mentioned, but the other individuals are coming up. It's in order. That's part of party discussion. You can't wish that away. But I would ask that people calm down a bit. Mm-hmm. I've been in government before. I was very close to President Kufuor during our time. Yes, sometimes people come up with this reshuffle idea, and we think about it. President Kufuor would consider, and then say, okay, not the time. The time is not right at this time. And also maybe let me have a second look at some of my ministers. And by our constitution, the president, executive president, he's got a prerogative. And we should give him the credit that at the appropriate time. I'm not sure the president wants his government to collapse. That's not his job. I mean, his job is to pull us along and make sure the economy is run properly. Mm-hmm. And whoever he can find in the party or in Ghana to help him and perform a function, he will. But when it becomes like that is the end game, that is all we're looking for, it may not be the answer. Mm. It may not be. So he has to take into account a lot of issues and also talk to a lot of people. As I said, there are council of elders in this party who have seen it all before. There are people I believe the president knows who also know how to recommend what to do now, what not to do now. So I would say if we put that on the pressure, I use the word unnecessary, maybe that's not the word. It's part of the discussion. But we need to just hold back. Get our job done first, which is the party job. Get everybody together. Mm-hmm. And back at the government. And let him also do his thinking. Let him do his consultation. He'll come around if that's the case to do. He will. I mean, I know some those who are already in his government, some wants to go and contest, isn't it? You like it or not, they cannot go and contest and still hold their positions. So somehow
there will be some movement anyway.
There will be some movement. So he has decided not now. I mean, the movement is not now. So let's hang on. Let's do our job first. Mm. Our job as a party is to rally ourselves together, back the president. Let's give him the credit. He didn't run as an independent candidate. He ran as an MPP candidate, mm-hmm. and he won. And there must be cooperation. There must be understanding. There must be talking. There must be openness within our ranks. And we give him, if the pressure becomes too much, he may take a decision now which we may regret. Mm. Which we may regret. Then people will say, but we advised you. Didn't say do it. I mean, I remember when I said growing up, my dad would always sometimes give me a very strong advice. And when I go against it, he says, you are maturing. I said, how? I went against your advice. He said, yes, it was only an advice. Mm-hmm. But you took the decision. It's your life. You understand? My dad used to tell me that. And I then built my character that, hey, not all advice are something I have to take.
Yeah.
Yes, they're advice. But I am the one leading the life. I'm the one in charge of the saddle. I'm the one who may have all the information at my fingertips. And so, yes, you may advise me, but the time is not right. You have to wait. And you must be patient, not to force me. When you start forcing me, it's as if you are in charge. You are not. If I'm in charge, let me run my life. But yes, as I said, he's a president of the party, and he will listen, I believe, and he will talk, I believe. But if you put pressure and he asks, and then things don't go the way you want, he says, but we only give you advice. Mm-hmm. Then what do we do? So I would say, calm down. Let's all calm down. Let's focus on what our job is, which is running the party behind him, behind his government. And if we see anything that is untoward in his government, we should point it out to him. We should be bold enough and to tackle it. And that's what I'm expecting the new executives also to do. Mm-hmm. The chairman.